Breakfast with Ali Clark.
Weekdays from 6
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Well, good morning, Mr. Steve Martin and Mr. Martin Short. How are you?
Ali, good, yes. Hello.
Look, you guys met on the set of The Three Amigos, and this friendship, I mean, it's lasted longer than a lot of marriages do. I would imagine movies, you know, you could work with plenty of people you don't stay friends with. What was the moment that you both thought, hang on, this is a pretty good bloke here, I'm going to hang around and stay mates?
Oh, I think it's just tied to making each other laugh.
By the way, also, you described it perfectly. That's a pretty good bloke here, I think I'll stay around for the laughs. That's just so apropos.
That's true.
But, you know, talking about marriage, you know, when I was doing parenthood films, I was married, but I had no children. And I thought, this is the most perfect relationship to children, because I see them in the day when they're very, very happy, and then someone else puts them to bed and feeds and clothes them. Now, since then, and by the way, that's I guess I'm making a point about friendship. You know, you don't live together. You just see each other at the best times. But now, of course, I have a 7-year-old, and I feel the opposite.
So, Martin Short, have you ever had an argument with Steve Martin?
I'm talking about Marty, the 7-year-old. Yeah, of course.
Have we had an argument? No, actually, we haven't.
We have never had an argument.
I think we're both very comfortable with each other in the sense of, if there was a problem, we'd immediately address it.
Once you get to know someone so well, are there qualities in each other that you envy? Like Steve Martin, do you sometimes see Martin's view on life and think, oh, I wouldn't mind being a bit more like that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I admire so many things about Marty. I hate to say it on the radio, but there's much to admire. I guess you respect. It's kind of like a marriage without living together, and obviously without sex.
A sexless, separate location.
Yeah. Marriage.
Some people might say that's a perfect marriage.
Exactly.
It's not quite, I wouldn't call it a marriage. It doesn't sound right.
No, it's
inaccurate, because a marriage is something else. But
remember, the reason we keep doing this show
guy
is
buddies.
We enjoy doing it.
Guy buddies.
So then what is life like on the road for you guys these days?
It's fun. You know, we fly in from different locations. When we do the shows, we will do about 3 or 4 at a time.
Yeah.
We rehearse, sound check in the afternoon, and then we'll do the show and then have a glass of wine and then play cribbage.
Cribbage? That's your game?
We travel to the next city.
Yeah, I guess the thing that gets the audience excited is hearing we play cribbage.
Come on. Who wins the most?
That's what it is. It's rock and roll in a different level.
Yeah. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards sitting down and playing cribbage.
Maybe now? I don't know. So who's the cribbage champion of the world
now,
out of you two?
Pretty even.
It's pretty even, that's true.
Steve, how did you come to comedy? Because it was a lot of hard work in the very early days, wasn't it?
It's hard work then, it's hard work now.
Yeah, right.
You know, the reason it's hard work is different. In the, we'll call it the old days, there wasn't a lot of comedians, and now there's hundreds of comedians. So, one, you have to, nobody's kind of looking at comedy, and you have to make a place for yourself. And now everybody's looking at comedy, and you have to make a place for yourself. So, anything you do to do well is hard. Somebody asked me, said, is it harder to play the banjo or the guitar? And I say, they're both hard. It depends on how hard you want to make it.
What about you, Marty? I mean, growing up for you, you were the youngest of 5. I mean, all youngest kids are, you know, they by survival, they have to be pretty funny, don't they? But then how did you come to knowing that this is what you wanted to do?
I don't know. It never seemed very realistic, the idea of being in show business, because I was growing up in Canada, and it wasn't like I was in New York City or something. But I wanted to make money, so I wanted to be a doctor. And then I realized that I didn't care about medicine. So that was a problem. And then I switched to social work and then graduated.
I have to say, you're a very good doctor on the road.
No, there's that whole science thing that was a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fact had you bamboozled.
So then, Marty, you turned your
back. Oh, we find each other funny.
Well, Marty, you turned your back on social work. I mean, some could say being a comedian on the road might be a little bit like social work, wouldn't it?
I think that social work, I was drawn to helping society, but then I realized the money and self-interest. So I became an
Do you miss the movie making, Martin Short?
Well, I like all the mediums, so I don't really miss it, but I certainly enjoy doing it.
What about you, Steve Martin? Are you? I mean, would you love to be back?
I don't miss it at all. I have virtually no interest in, or literally no interest in doing film. My quote is, I say, the movies lost interest in me at exactly the same time I lost interest in the movie. And but, you know, Marty and I, we're still talking. We're talking about different projects on film that could be interesting, so we'll see how that goes.
So any chance of the next installment of the Father and the Bride series?
Well,
Steve, you have an announcement.
I have a big, big announcement.
Yes?
There will be no Father of the Bride sequel.
Oh, Frank! Oh, sorry, I wasn't swearing in Australia.
I hope, I hope it goes worldwide.
Hey, you know what? If I did on my own, Frank Goes to Rio. I'm not saying it'd be a good movie.
Yeah.
But it could have a good opening weekend in certain cities.
Rio?
Just why not?
Yeah.
Well, we're not talking about welcoming to Rio. We're welcoming you to Adelaide in November.
You know, we haven't really talked about Australia.
No.
Marty and I are both very excited about going. We've both been to Australia. I've been once and he's been several times. And I just love it there. It's just fresh and clean and wonderful. And I mean, you probably have a different view because you live there. But, you know, I just love it.
So, well, Steve Martin, you have an interest in Indigenous paintings. And I think actually our Premier is very keen to take you out to our APY lands. Is it something you'd like to do?
I would love to do that. The question is time, but I do have a deep love of Indigenous paintings. And I've done several shows here in America, which seems to have introduced Indigenous Western Australian desert painting to America, but this one really seemed to caught on. We did one at Gagosian Gallery in New York, and then at Gagosian Gallery in Los Angeles, and there's clearly excitement and respect, great respect for this painting. And I'm looking at one right now, by the way.
Are you?
By Yakulchi Napangati, who came to our house and made us, my wife and my daughter and I, family members. And kind of a beautiful thing.
Wowee. Well, look, there is nothing but respect for both of you gentlemen, and there will be nothing but joy when you do touch down here. We can't wait to have you both. Steve Martin and Martin Short, thank you very much. Now you see them, soon you won't, but yeah, soon you'll be seeing them, in fact, on November the 11th.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you then.